We have in the studio right opposite me, and apparently all that stuff about the green room was wrong. It's a complete fabrication. She was tuning up and rehearsing. We've got Chloe Lee. Hi, Chloe. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Are you well?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
And I can only apologise about the false stuff that was being said.
Yeah.
It was the producers.
Just about recovered from my vodka.
I know. I mean, what sort of slur on your character was that? We'll find out which producer was putting that out because, you know, it's wrong, quite frankly. But it's lovely to see you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, this is a weird thing. The last time I saw you playing live was on the streets of Crawley.
It was indeed, yes.
Is that a patch you know well?
Not at all. Actually, spent very little time in Crawley other than gigs, and this was one of those times.
Well, so. I just want to say you were so brilliant, and it was like a sort of an installation art piece watching you, because who was the lovely guy with you?
I had my lovely friend Sam.
Sam
Temple, who is also an amazing artist in himself.
Yes. Hi, Sam, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you, actually. Really lovely. Well, he was sort of wheeling along an amp,
yes.
Right? And you were just playing with your Madonna mic.
Yes, yeah. Little Britney mic. Yeah, Madonna mic.
Britney. Okay,
either
let's go
or,
Britney. No, you're right.
I've been calling it a Britney mic.
Yeah,
well,
it's a Britney
better.
Mic. It's a Britney mic. And who's that? Madonna, who's that?
Both of them.
And you were owning the streets of Crawley, you know. And they needed to be owned, quite frankly. They needed to be taken over by one said Chloe Lee. And you did. You did. Did you have fun that night?
Oh, it was so much fun, yeah. I can certainly say I hadn't done something quite like that before. And even, I think I said to Sam after playing the first bit of songs, I was like, I don't think I've ever sung and played guitar and walked at the same time without, like, having to... Yeah, it was very strange.
If you've never done it before, you were the travelling troubadour that day. You know, you were so cool with it.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It looked
that
like it was... You were very, very, you know, in comfortable shoes, it looked.
I'm glad.
You carried it off. You carried it off.
I appreciate that a lot.
So thanks for coming in. How's 2023 been for you?
It's been good. It's been very busy, actually. Just basically trying to plan the rest of my year out with music things and lots of stuff that's happened already that I need to kind of put together and then put out into the world, basically. Lots of prep work.
That sounds nice, though. It sounds like you're in a good place musically.
Yes, it's been really busy, which I am very grateful for. And just kind of need to get a wiggle on with the other stuff.
Get your wiggle on. That's what you need, definitely. What about things coming up? Have you got, because I know you funny enough, as we've been playing, you've been going, oh, I know them, I know that,
yes.
Yeah, I know, see, I've seen them in the session. And so there's more than a bit of a Brighton community, isn't there, with the music and the sessions and the gigs and
For sure. So I certainly try to make it a bit of a community, it's been really nice, because aside from sort of playing music myself, I've organized gigs for a while now in Brighton.
Have you? What's your favorite place to organize them?
Ooh, that is a good question. I mean, I always do like the Brunswick, just because I'm...
Of course.
I do. I have a bit of a soft spot for the Brunswick.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was one of the sort of first open mic gigs that I went to. And then since then, with, like, the sound is lovely in here. Like, Tom, doesn't sound most of the time, I think.
Yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant and is always very, reassuring to have someone on the sound that knows...
Knows
the building really well, and
nothing
it just
is
always
huh?
wonderful,
yeah.
And always really lovely atmosphere there. So that's kind of a good one.
Yeah, Brunswick.
The Brunswick. And at the minute, I've got a really new open mic that I've started at Arcabaleno as well.
Okay,
which is a place in Kemp Town, and it's so we had our second one yesterday, and it's just been really really lovely. They're great people there, and they do a lot for different communities, and really excited that's sort of growing. It's only once a month at the minute, but it's growing and it's lovely.
And is it a true open mic, or do you ask people to come along beforehand?
So I normally get a couple of sort of showcase acts just to make sure we've got someone playing.
Yeah, of course.
So we've had the lovely Brandon McDonald.
Yeah.
last night, and a lovely Misha Mandy as well. I'm not sure if you know, but she's wonderful. They both were phenomenal, and yeah, lots of great walk-up acts as well, and people that sort of booked in throughout the week. So it was really good fun.
Fan. Yeah. Now, I think, would you mind playing us a track? Because you've got your guitar there. And one of the tracks we were playing, I think it was before Christmas, that you sent over was House by the Sea.
It was.
Then heard you playing it on the streets of Crawley. And boy, does it not fail. It is such a beautiful song. Is that?
Yes, that was what I was going to say.
Oh, you see? Come on.
We have the Radio Reverb version today. We've had the street version and the studio.
Folks, we got Chloe Lee here playing live. Do message us 07909 547 336 if you'd like to say hi to Chloe. In the meantime...
It takes me a long time to get work off my mind, and most nights I just take the stress home. Oh, but what gets me through is returning to you, to my island where fishermen roam. So walk away from the stress of the day. Just remember where you long to be. Though it feels like a lot, every penny adds up to that little white house by the sea. They say life is a highway, and I'd live it my way if I could only decide on the road. Because I'd rather ride on the positive side till my island's my place I call home. So walk away from the stress of the day. Just remember where you will soon be. Though it may take some time, it's worth waiting in line for that little white house by the sea. Oh, and just when you're thinking it's starting to sink in, well, life often has other ideas. So put on a brave face and remember the place where your mind at. Waters are clear. So walk away from the stress of the day. Just remember where you will soon be. Though it feels like a lot to be worth it when you've got a little white house by the sea. Though if you was like a lot, he'll be worth it when you've got your little white house by the sea.
Oh, my days. Seriously? I mean, I was excited already, pretty well 3 hours before the show. But just hearing you play that live in the studio is so, so beautiful. Lovely message in already from you guys. What a lovely song. Beautiful. This is Andy in Deal or Canterbury or wherever he listens to. We get messages from all over, but we know he's around that area. He's stopped complaining now about Crawley. She's not from Crawley anyway. She was just gigging there. For goodness sake, drop it. Thank you so much. We got Chloe Lee here in the studio. House by the Sea. So you wrote that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
How is the writing going?
Writing's going really well, actually. I sort of stopped for a while. I think life just got so busy, and then recently it's like every sort of opportunity I can, I sit down and try and write something. and it's been coming fairly quickly, which is very unusual for me. Normally I sit for hours trying to make a song sound right, and yeah, I've had a few quite quick writing sessions recently, which I'm not complaining about.
Do you do that thing? So are you quite disciplined? Do you say, right, this week I'm going to set aside some time and it's going to be this half day or whatever, or do you wait for it to come and you just...
So I've been trying to be a bit better at it and I'm trying to be a bit more disciplined with it because, yeah, in the past I've very much felt like I have to be in the moment to write. And I feel still to some extent that's true, but yeah, very much more so trying to plan some time and put some time aside in the week, actually, to do some writing, because otherwise life gets very busy.
Of course it does. What about collaborations? I mean, have you written songs with other people or with other people in mind?
Well, very recently I've done my first collaboration track. But I've done a little bit of writing in the past with other people, but it's mostly been solo, basically.
Yeah.
But yes, very recently been writing, I've written a track with my friend Brandon. Who I mentioned earlier,
Brandon McDonald. Yeah.
And yeah, it's been very exciting, and it's funny because we've known each other a long time now, since 2015, I guess, roughly.
That's a long time.
So we were uni friends, and we have only just written together, despite us both doing music for a long time. So it's been really lovely to do, and it's been really quite nice, actually, because we've sort of merged our styles together to create a track.
That's nice.
So yes.
Is there a plan to release it?
Or? Yes, very much so. So we've actually got it coming out on the 10th of March.
10th of March? That's like two or three weeks.
Yeah,
that's
not
great.
Long now. Very, very soon.
Oh, we should get you guys back just to play that one song.
I would absolutely love that.
That'd be really great. Let's do it.
we trialled it out last night.
Did you?
At the open mic. We're like, right. Without practicing, that's fine. We'll just sit together and it will come out, right? And actually, it sounded pretty good, if I said so myself.
So how did it work writing with Brandon, and how different was it?
It was quite different, actually. Yeah. And I think Brandon's area is very used to... Well, I think more of his style is writing using sort of... a sort of door software or something, so very a bit more electronic than my sound is. And actually, yeah, but at heart, Brandon does a lot of singer-songwriter stuff as well, so it's quite nice because we've taken that sort of singer-songwriter style and fused it with a bit more of an oomph, I guess, from the production side of it. So yeah, we basically sat down and played around with some chords, and that's how we started, just getting a feel for the track first.
Yeah.
Found a chord we liked and then realised that it reminded us a little bit of, you know, the song Kiss Me. So yeah, we've kind of done almost like the breakup version of that track. Okay. Is how we're sort of seeing it in our head. So it's like, the follow-up. Yes, yeah, the not-so-happy ending.
good. The downright miserable version.
Yes, that's
love it.
But luckily, we've actually done some content stuff around it. And all the content is very random and fun, because we were like, the song is sad. We need to do something that's not so sad. So there's going to be lots of footage out very soon of us in funky costumes and things, and
sounds good.
It's gonna be a good laugh, I think.
Well, we're not gonna ask you to play that one, when you have a version of it that you want to let go before the 10th, or maybe by then, we'll play it on the show anyway.
That would be
incredible. I'd love that.
I'll send it over,
and we'll push anything you want us to, obviously. When you play yourself, do you ever play with other musicians sometimes, or another band, or is it just you and the guitar?
So most of the time it is me and the guitar. But I have got a little band together. I actually formed a little group of lovely humans together to help me out with my Great Escape set last year, because we thought it's Great
Did
Escape.
Did you say your Great Escape set?
Yes.
Go on, tell us about that. That sounds fantastic.
I mean, it was wonderful. Yeah. Felt very, very grateful and very lucky to be playing. We were at the Water Bear venue on the seafront, and it was the lovely folks at Water Bear that put us on.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really, really great fun, and it was the first and technically only gig we've actually done as the band, because we did have another planned, and people had COVID, so it didn't quite
COVID.
Work out.
That word again.
But yeah, we sort of formed for that, and all the guys said they want to stick around, really, which was
that's
lovely.
Great. So,
but we were, I think, the first on in the venue on the Saturday, and I thought, oh gosh, no one's going to be here because everyone's hungover and, or just tired from being out all night. And actually, it was a really nice packed room, and I was not expecting that at all. But yeah, we had a few lovely people kind of share news about the gig, and I think it's sort of the word spread, which was lovely. And so yeah, was super excited to be a part of that.
What about this year, Great Escape?
This year, it's nothing confirmed as of yet. I'm hoping that something happens. But
people, watch it. Would you like to play another track live?
I would love to. I thought I'd go with a slightly older one.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is also out, which is the first bilingual single that I released, which is always fun to say.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's one called Memento Sassy, which I actually initially started writing on a walk home along Western Road, which feels very fitting. but yeah, this one is Memento Sassy, and it's got a little Spanish chorus, which pretty much the short version is, oh, my darling, life is weird and wonderful, and I live for moments like this. And yeah, here it is. I was walking about on my own, on my usual way home, when I noticed things often unnoticed, counted the stars and the headlights of cars, and I lived in the moment for once. Oh, the trees had a glimmer, the pavement a shimmer, strangers delivered their lines. Oh, the music was playing my journey, delaying, I lived in the moment for once.
Momentos Así. Chloe Lee playing live in the studio here on The Pete Jones Show. Message in from Molly in Canterbury. We've got the whole Canterbury listening.
Canterbury.
Yeah, Canterbury. Molly says she sounds nice and talented too.
That is high praise.
Thank you for that. Anyone else want to message in? 07909 547336. Always love to hear from you. So you've got these tracks and things. Have they all been released? Have you got other stuff you want to release? How is it working on that old front?
Yeah, so I've got two tracks that are coming. They're all in the mixing process at the minute. But
oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's very very close to being finished with, so definitely going to be out this year.
That
which
sounds
is lovely.
Yeah.
And we're sort of aiming for, yeah, sort of that pre-summer time, I guess.
Yeah.
Because these next couple of traps are a little bit inspired by my Spanish roots, like this last one was.
What are your Spanish roots?
So my mum is from the south of Spain, a place called Cádiz, and I grew up speaking Spanish and going sort of back and forth quite a lot between the two countries. And I think I did a lot of writing in Spanish over lockdown. I feel like because I was so separated from that side of my family, it felt like something I was wanting to do more of in myself, I guess, just sort of explore that side. So I've written a couple of, bilingual tracks. And we recorded them at the lovely South Lane Studios.
Oh.
It's exciting. They're a lot more built up than my normal sort of tracks are.
Yeah.
Lots more going on with lots of help. Do you know Kieran Pepper? No, it's a good egg. It's a good egg. But
they're all just supportive out there.
Yes. Yeah. See, no. So he's very much
the people
produced.
We want to find, right?
Yes, and that's it. So he's done a lot of help. Well, he's helped me out massively with them. With the sort of arrangement of everything. And and very much in the studio as well, recording bits for me as well. So I'm very excited. And it's going to be a bit bigger than I'm used to, I think.
That's good though, huh?
It's great. It's nice to have a little contrast.
A little stretch, yeah, definitely.
For sure. And I think, so the plan is put these next two tracks out.
Yeah.
I think we're aiming for sort of beginning of April and then May time for the two singles and then potentially that it might transform into a little bilingual EP if all goes
that
well.
Sounds so, grand. That
yes.
sounds good. And what about gigs in the summer or sort of festival-y things? Have you got anything lined up or any ideas?
So I've actually got my first little festival, which is Country on the Coast, which is in April. So it's a little, warm-up festival, I guess, for the summer ones, which is lovely.
Where is Country on the Coast?
This is a good question. Southend, I think.
It sounds a bit nippy in April, but, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? The word coast in April doesn't appeal
really.
Too much, does it?
Not really. But I love it. Sounds gorgeous.
Yes, it's going to be lovely. It's going to be really nice, and there's loads of really great acts playing. And gig-wise, I've got one at the end of the week.
You're at the Folklore Rooms.
Yes, very much so.
Now, the Folklore Rooms, folks, as you probably know, is they're above the quadrant, right?
Yes, right very much so.
Right in the heart of the city, the city of Brighton, the city that never sleeps.
Yes, and a quirky little pub.
And is that a gig on your own? Or?
So I'll be, I say that, mostly on my own. And then the lovely Brandon's going to come and sing the shiny new single for
this
us.
What's this new single called, by the way?
So it's called Missing Me.
Missing Me.
Yes, okay. so instead of Kiss Me, we've changed it to Missing Me. I'm excited about it. Actually, it's something a bit different for me.
Is that your comfort zone, singing live?
That is my happy place, I think. Yes, the studio less so,
interesting.
And recording
that's
land.
Interesting. And what about the writing? The
writing and the sort of live stuff is where I'm happiest. Really,
that's
I'm quite happy to spend a whole day just needling about.
That's lovely.
Anyone
else on the set? The Folklore Rooms this Saturday.
We've got Creature.
Oh yeah, we know that
playing
here.
As well. And headlining is a guy called Scott Mickelson.
Fab. What a night!
Yes, he's all the way over from America on his UK tour.
All the way from America. There's a song.
So that's very exciting.
I don't expect you to have to know the answer to this, but is it a free gig? Is it a paid gig?
It's ticketed. There's various prices. There's a little link in my Instagram.
If they like you, it's cheaper.
But it is cheaper to burn.
So you got the info on your Facebook page.
On Facebook, on all the socials.
Folks, go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page and there's a link to Chloe's from there. There's also a link to all the other artists that we have played and will play on the show. Obviously, correct me if I get a link wrong. It has been known. Occasionally, we tag the wrong person. But we do our best. We try. Chloe, thanks so much for coming in. It is an absolute delight to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Just hearing you playing these tracks. So House by the Sea, is that out? Is that already out?
Yes, that's already out.
Yeah, I thought it was. Which is why we're playing it in December, right?
Yes.
And how would be the best place for people to get that from you? Does it matter? Is it available on all streaming
yes,
sites
it's,
and all
it's
that?
It's absolutely everywhere if I've done my job properly.
I'm sure you've done more than that.
But yes, no, it should be on all streaming sites.
Do you ever get a hard copy of anything these days?
I actually do. I quite enjoy having little CDs to sell at gigs.
It's something nice, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And I'd like to compile all of the stuff that I've put together. And it's actually, I don't think I have the recorded version of House by the Sea on a CD, but I've got a little live version that I often take with me. So I did a live session, a half-hour set, essentially, that we've got on a CD. And
that's for sale at the back of the hall?
Yes, exactly that.
Good. Well, I was at a gig the other day, and I was saying, you know, why aren't you selling CD? And they said, well, no one's got CD players anymore. I said, well, really?
People have cars, though.
Yeah, get on with it. Of course they have. Does this matter? Yeah. Have you got time for another track?
I would love to play another one.
What would you like to play us?
I think...
Yeah.
I was going to play When It All Begins.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can do whatever. You can change.
I might change, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
And play you one.
The only rule is there are no rules.
I think I'm going to play one called another. Well, it's got a little Spanish outro and a Spanish title. And it's called Déjame Vivir, which I can spell to you.
I'm glad you said that. You did that on Poi Pois. Will you do the greatest honour and take it away?
Sure. So here we are again, another night, another sinking sense of guilt that you can still instill. A certain sort of frighten me and darken all the light that's left in me. As I sit and wait, watching as the seconds hurry past, another minute, one more hour, how much longer will it last? I thought I'd finished with this feeling, but it won't seem to stay in the past. It's no wonder I can't get you off my mind, 'cause you've only messed it up a thousand times. You seem to be a broken piece of me I can't leave behind. And it's no wonder I can see you in my sleep, after all those promises you made me keep. Let me go so I have room to breathe. Poor me. Déjame vivir. And while sometimes the severity of certain situations can be tainted by dishonesty and fickle fabrication, and I can't help but wonder why you chose to bring me such devastation. 'Cause I know I can't erase a single second of my life, but you can't blame me for not wanting to be tied to all the strife. I thought I'd sit away around here, figure out a way to just get by somehow. But it's no wonder I can't get you off my mind, 'cause you've only messed it up a thousand times. You seem to be a broken piece of me I can't leave behind. And it's no wonder I can see you in my sleep, after all those promises you made me keep. Let me go so I have room to breathe. Poor me. No sé cuántas veces te puedo pedir.
Absolutely beautiful. Chloe, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much
It's been such a joy and a pleasure, and just loads of luck with everything.
I appreciate it.
Stick in touch. We'll get you guys back in, you and Brandon.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
If only for that one track.
Yes.
Why don't we do it?
Lovely. I'd love that.
Oh, listen, you take care.
Yeah, and you. Nice to see you.
And you.